Hear Her, the podcast brought to you by Divinely Sensitive. I'm your guidess, Heather Dressel, and I'm so honored to be here with you today. Our modern world is loud. It's chaotic. It's designed to distract you from the most important thing, you, and the vast inner wisdom you arrived on this earth with, your intuition. As an energy doula, I hold space for women to be with whatever is present. Together, we tune in and work with the energy that needs healing. And one of my most favorite sacred tools is guided journey. It is my deepest honor to walk women home to receive messages, guidance, reassurance, medicine, and magic from within. What if you had the chance to quiet the chaos? What if you tune in and really allow yourself to surrender and trust whatever comes up? Tune in with me today. Tune in if you are ready to reconnect with your wisest feminine essence. Tune in so you can hear her. She speaks your deepest truth. Welcome back. Season 2, Episode 3. Today, my lovely listeners, I'm going to talk about intuition. I mean, that's what Hear Her is all about, right? Harnessing the power of your intuition. So how do we do that? There are so many ways, and different practices are going to work better for different people because our intuition is just as unique as our fingerprint. So it's important to remember that we all experience intuition differently. Some of us hear things, some of us know things, others of us have maybe a gut feeling, or maybe we see something in our mind's eye. If you want to dive a little bit deeper into this topic and really like understanding the different ways that intuition works, episode 13 in season 1 is all about intuition and the clairs, and I'll put a link in the show notes. The first thing I think that's super important is to know what intuition is. And some of you may not really get it, and that's okay. In my personal opinion, I believe that it's something that we should be practicing in school from the start. And it's not. It's even thought of as weird or woo-woo. It's your inner guidance system. Not sure what is weird or woo-woo about that. But then again, I am pretty open to all of this. So when I Googled the definition of intuition, here is what came up. The ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. Oh, sorry, humans. It's going to be tough. Similar words might be instinct, sixth sense, clairvoyance. A thing that one knows or considers likely from instinctive feeling rather than conscious reasoning. Similar words, hunch, feeling. So there you have it. If you've ever had a hunch about something or a gut feeling or just like inexplicably you know something and it actually happens, that, my dear, is your intuition. And the big question, the biggest question that I get from friends and clients and family is, Heather, how do I understand and trust my intuition? I got to be honest with you, love. It's a constant practice. I do what I do because I need what I do. I still struggle to understand and trust my intuition at times because, let's face it, when the world gets loud and this modern world is blaring, it can be really tough to get quiet, tune inward, and hear her. I mean, there have been countless times, even in my 40s right now, this decade, where I have heard myself say, dang it, I knew that was going to happen. Why didn't I trust my intuition? Why didn't I follow that feeling? Why didn't I listen to myself? And here is where we really have to be resilient and forgiving with ourselves. This is why having a practice, having a group of people that you feel safe with that allows you the space to play and explore with your intuition is so essential. I was part of an intuition development and healing group, I suppose. I'm not really sure how I would describe it. And also a healer training with my beloved mentor, Dee Monty. And it was about, I think, an 18-month-ish. It's still kind of going on. But anyway, the bottom line is it's been incredible. And at 46, I am still learning the different flavors of my own intuition, how my connection with spirit works, and how I can practice. And having a practice is really important because we want evidence, right? As humans, we want evidence. We want to know why, we want to know how, and we want to be able to see it to believe it. So here's the thing. If you want to have a strong connection to your intuition and trust that intuition, you gotta let go of needing to know. You need to allow yourself to understand that your experience isn't going to be like everyone else's, and it's all valid. In season 1, episode 2, I have an awesome conversation with the lovely Dee Monty all about this, and you can check it out. There are some incredible tools that Dee shares that can really help you practice connecting to your intuition. I mean, the bottom line is we're so conditioned, right? We're so conditioned to look for the answers, for love, for approval outside of ourselves, to always know the why and the how, again, to be able to see it, to believe it. We're conditioned to always question ourselves and not trust ourselves, especially our feelings. Here's the thing about that. Our sentience, our feeling sense is probably our most intelligent. It's no wonder the patriarch wants us to second guess our feelings and our intuition, because when you are in alignment with your sentience and your intuition, you are connected to everything around you and you have the potential to be incredibly powerful. And that scares the shit out of them. I'm going to go deeper into this next month in October when we dive into the archetype of the witch. But in the meantime, if you want to dive deeper into understanding your flavor of intuition, email me. gmail@divinelysensitive.com. I've got some beautiful offerings that will support you on your healing journey. We can set up a free discovery call and see which offering will serve your highest good. Before we wrap up today, I would love to take you on a little journey within to play and explore and see how intuition wants to communicate with you today. Okay, loves. Journey time. Find a comfortable spot. This is going to be a little shorter probably than the other journeys that you've done with me on the podcast. This is really a practice that I would love to teach you and go through with you so that you can use this whenever you need it, whenever you're trying to practice, to play, to explore, to ask questions to your intuition. Inner inquiry is a really simple, beautiful way to connect with intuition. So you can be standing or sitting down. And first, we're going to ground ourselves. It's really important to be grounded when you're connecting with intuition. So just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet on the ground. It's that simple. Take a moment. Just pause and intentionally feel, like really feel your feet on the ground below you. And through your feet, I want you to breathe in that stabilizing, grounded energy of earth. In through the feet, all the way up the body with your inhale. And releasing anything that you need to let go of. Maybe any fear about listening to intuition, any concerns about trusting your intuition. We're going to let that go on the exhale. So here we go. We're going to take 3 nice, deep, grounding breaths together. We're going to go in through the nose and out through the mouth. Here we go.
Now it's up to you. There are a couple things that you can do with your hands, your arms. You can place them, both hands, on your heart, over your heart space. I like to place one hand on my heart and the other hand on my womb space or your belly space. Some people may just like to have their hands down at their sides. I feel that intuition, connection comes from the heart and the womb space. And so that's why I personally love to put my hands in those places when I do this practice, when I practice inner inquiry. So place your hands wherever you would like them. And as you continue to breathe, however feels good for you, you're just going to set the intention to be open to whatever comes up for you. So just saying in your head or out loud, I set the intention to receive what is coming to me, to be open to what is coming up for me. Beautiful. And just a gentle, friendly reminder before we get into the inner inquiry to keep your senses open, all of your senses, right? You may see something, you may hear something, you may feel something, you may know something, you may taste something. You may smell something. So just really keeping yourself open and remembering that it is all valid. And with this next breath, we're going to send lots of gratitude and love to our intuition. Here we go. Intuition, we are so grateful for your guidance, for your love and support, for the beauty you bestow upon us daily, and we are open. We are open to whatever it is that you have for us. And now you would ask your question. So today's question is going to be, my dearest, most precious advisor, how do I best connect with you? What messages, information, medicine do you have for me to help me connect on a deeper level with you? And now all you need to do is just be quiet. Tune out that chaos of the world and just tune into your intuition. I'm going to give you a few moments to just listen and be open. If you need some more time with this piece of the inner inquiry, you can hit pause and come back when you feel complete. And so that is inner inquiry. It is so simple, super simple. And you can use this inner inquiry tool, again, just reminding you, you put your feet on the ground, you feel, you just take a moment to intentionally feel your feet on the ground. You take three nice deep breaths in through the feet, that beautiful stabilizing earth energy. place your hands wherever they feel that they most connect you to your innermost guidance system, to your intuition. And once you place your hands, you can show a little gratitude. You can say whatever works for you. You can use the little prayer that I used. You can come back and re-listen to this each time until you figure out how to do it on your own. And you can use this for any question that you have. It could be something as simple as maybe you're deciding what you want to eat for lunch and you can't decide. Do I want a salad or do I want soup? Do I want a sandwich or, you know, do I want to go out for lunch? And so it's super simple, right? You just put yourself in that zone and you tune in and you ask your intuition. You could also use it for something as complicated as maybe, you know, you're in a relationship and you're having a lot of struggles and you're trying to figure out, you know, where you stand in the relationship or what it is that you are truly wanting. And you can put yourself again in this space of grounding and connecting and just simply asking the question. And it is okay, right, to ask friends for advice. It's okay to ask, to go outside of yourself for advice. And it is so important to ask your wisest advisor, your intuition, because your intuition has your best interest in mind, has your best interest. It's your highest advisor for your highest good. So if you want to take out a journal and write down anything, any messages, any feelings that came up for you around intuition, I invite you to do so. And if you are looking to explore inner inquiry a little bit deeper, or if you have any questions about doing inner inquiry and connecting to your intuition, I invite you to please email me at divinelysensitive@gmail.com. Sending you so much love and sensitivity.
Okay, loves, I've got a magical offering just for you that I am over the moon excited about. If you're enjoying the guided journeys on the Hear Her podcast, it is my honor to invite you to become a Hear Her monthly subscriber. Every month, delivered directly to your inbox, you'll receive links to an intuitive guided journey, an oracle card reading, and a principal healing practice or ritual. These tools are designed to hold you where you are in the present moment and help support you in creating space to quiet the chaos, tune in, and hear her. Plus, as a Hear Her monthly subscriber, you'll receive access to 4 live healing circles on Zoom with me. This is a simple yet potent way to take a deeper dive within and to get a flavor of what it's like to work with me. You are more connected than you think you are, my love. Become a Hear Her subscriber today. You can find the link to sign up in the show notes or on my website, divinelysensitive.com. Have questions? Feel free to email me, divinelysensitive@gmail.com.
So much gratitude for your presence here today, dear one. I know your time is precious, and I am so honored you chose to spend it with me. How was the journey within? What came up? Maybe nothing, and that is totally fine. Maybe it's left you feeling unsettled, or maybe it's created an inner spark, leaving you wanting more. If you're needing a soft place to land, a safe space to continue doing this inner inquiry, I'd be honored to support you. You can email me or message me on Instagram. Let's connect and see if our souls are meant to do this work together. All the info you need to connect with me is in the show notes, along with a few journal prompts and the link to join us over on the Hear Her Facebook page. If you know someone that would benefit from this episode, please share it. And my dearest listeners, if you're enjoying this podcast, I invite you to write a review to help me continue sharing intuitive magic with beautiful souls like you. Until next time, wrapping you in a warm, healing hug. Blessings.